Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2311-1801-0018-6875.
Okay, give me one second. I'll pull your file up right here. And who am I speaking with?
Chris Armstrong.
Chris Armstrong. Okay.
I spoke with somebody yesterday who was going to send me, was going to email me some information, and I haven't received anything.
Oh, okay. Give me one second here. Let's see. Do you know who you were speaking with?
Yeah, no, I don't even have it written down.
Okay, no problem. I'll take care of you. Give me one second. Okay. All right, so what exactly were you looking for, Chris?
I'm looking to purchase another dump truck.
Okay.
Dump truck and a pickup is what we were talking
about. Dump truck and a pickup?
Yeah, both used.
Both used, okay. Do you know how much they cost?
I got the paperwork on the dump truck here from the dealer. It was $20,000. And the pickup is only like 10.
20 and 10, 30 in total? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and how soon were you looking to do it?
The next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And he was telling me something about this. It was going to all go on business credit.
Yeah, so all the loans, they'll all go on the business credit, not the personal credit. Now, let's see. Sorry, I'm just going to piece this together. I guess I'll just, walk through it with you. We'll keep it quick because I know you've done it. What do you do for your gross annual sales for a year?
We do probably more cash than we should. maybe 100 on the books.
Okay. All right, and then let's see. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah. I got excavators and tractors and dump trucks and shit already on my personal shit. That's killing.
Uh huh. Okay. Do you have any idea what the score is on that?
I think the last time I checked was a 580.
Okay. All right, and are you the 100% owner of the business?
Me and my wife.
Okay, perfect. Is it split 50-50?
Well, not really, not right now. It should be. We're going to make an LLC out of it, is what we're going to do.
Oh, okay. What are you right now? Is it a sole prop?
Sole proprietor.
Sure, okay. Gotcha. Just trying to get an idea of which program will, try to fit you in, so
yeah.
I send you the right thing here. Okay. All right, and then. All right. I'll tell you what, Chris. What is a good email address? I can send it over to you. Just the application.
It's Wolfpack. WOLFPACK.
Okay.
03 CL. @yahoo.com.
Okay, that's Wolfpack 03. Did you say CL as in cat?
Yep, Cali Lima.
Okay, got it. @yahoo.com. Okay. All right. So yeah, I can go ahead. I'll send it out to you right now. Are you looking at a computer right now? Can you see the email? Just want to make sure.
Yeah,
it gives...
I'm actually in my office right now.
Okay, why don't you stay on the line with me real quick here, and I will send it to you. I want to make sure it goes through, just because, the other one might not have.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, give me one second. It'll take me about a minute here. Let me get it together.
Yep.
Okay. So what we're going to do, I'm going to send you the application, and then we'll just need 6 months of the bank statements and the most recent tax return that you have. And then from there, we should be able to get you an answer.
I got one being done right now. This past year's taxes.
Okay, yeah. If you don't have 2015 done, 2014 still will work. It would be okay. So if you have that one handy, we can go ahead and move forward with it.
I think we have more income on this one, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, yeah, no worries. You know, with the tax return, really, you can use the 2014. We're going to go off the bank statements to determine the income. So whichever one you have, we can get the ball rolling. Let me see. Just a second. Okay. I'm close to being done here.
Yep, that's no problem. What was your name again?
My name is Sam.
Sam,
yeah. And then in the email that I'm sending right now, you'll have all of my contact information too. So if you have a question, you can reach out that way.
Do you guys have a lot of different programs for?
We do. We have a really large amount. Yeah. So we'll take a look, see which one you fit in best with.
Yeah, I'd like to be building my business credit if I could.
Oh, good. It's perfect to build the business credit.
Yeah, I'd rather do that and get some of it off my personal.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Okay, I'm going to send it right now. It's just a short list of what I need, and the application's attached. Let's see, I just sent it, so let me know if that makes its way there. All right, yeah, that's sent out to you. Yeah, sometimes it takes a minute, but I just want to make sure, you know, if it's not getting through. Sometimes it might get sent to your spam folder, too. Take a look.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for just cash,
I guess my junk mail is feeling different.
So yeah, I sent it. The subject line, it says loan application, Bank of Cardiff.
Well, I need my spam folder.
Let's see. I'll tell you what. Why don't you shoot me an email right now, and I'll reply back to that email.
Okay, what is it?
So mine is Sam W. So it's SAMW at bankofcardiff.com. So BANKOFCARDIFF, like Frank. .com.
All right, let me try that.
Yeah, send it here. If I get something, I'll reply right back to it.
All right.
Approximately, when did you take it out?
Nothing yet.
Let me check mine here a second.
Okay.
How long is it for? What's the term? And you don't, I can figure out the balance of it. Okay. So just from here, is that the only loan you guys have out? Is that one right there? Okay. Okay, so this.
You receive that?
Let me take a look here. See, I don't have anything yet.
Where are you guys located?
We are in San Diego, California.
We do.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Let's see. What? Okay. No, still not anything. I guess it's got a little ways to travel, right?
It sounds it.
The loan balance, I'm assuming, is probably around. So I would hope to at least get the full 75 to pay off that $30,000-$40,000.
I'm still not seeing anything here.
That way you guys are able to have a little extra to do with.
No, I must not get his, I say.
No. Now you didn't get mine and I didn't get yours?
That ain't looking good.
Huh.
Try it again.
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to need you to say. I'm going to send you a list of what I'll need.
Let's see.
You guys haven't done 2015?
Okay. Might just be on a nice big delay, but I mean, if he sent you one yesterday and didn't get through, we might be having some problems here.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, it's.
So let me just, I'm going to run your email back to you real quick. It's WOLFPACK 03. Yeah, 03CL at yahoo.com.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Our interest is a little bit higher than a traditional bank, but I can tell you whatever
you got right now. One second. I'm going to try one more thing here. Because when I sent it to you, I attached the application to it. This one I'm just going to send a blank email to see if it gets through.
Okay.
Sometimes if you put an app in, you know, an attachment on it, it doesn't always work.
So it's similar to what you guys have, right?
So I just sent a second test one.
So there is no APR where you pay the minimum payment, and which is like you're just paying the interest every month.
It's telling me that it was sent.
I just got it.
Oh, you got it?
And usually what we do.
Okay. So we got the email address right. Let's see. Try something else here. I'm going to send you another one.
All right.
Okay, so now this one I'm going to send, it's just going to have the list of what I need from you.
Yep.
So I'm sending that now. The application is not attached to that one yet, though, because I think that might be the problem, the attachment. Now let me know if that one gets through. Okay, now I'm going to send one with just the application on it right after that.
Okay.
So, but I can't give you a for sure answer until I get those documents and actually actually run it through underwriting.
So that one is sent. Let me know if that makes it its way there. It's a blank email with just the application.
That's huge. Yeah, that's awesome. So, time in business.
I got something.
Something came through on that one?
Yep.
Okay, so that is the application. So now, you know, in order to move forward, you just got to send me back that application, the bank statements, and a tax return. And we'll you know, be in business, get something moving for you.
You want just the last page of the bank statement?
I need the full bank statement.
Holy moly.
Do you have, can you get it in PDF on the computer?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to go to the credit union to find out.
Well, okay, I can respect that. I appreciate that.
Oh, I see.
And I understand what you're doing. So I
check you guys out. So, you know, if you're able to get the PDF, that's a little easier. You can just email it to me. But otherwise, you can fax it. I know it might be a lot of pages, but typically the PDF's a little easier way, but fax is an option.
Oh, yeah. I do have a fax machine, yeah. I'll see what I can do on that.
Okay, and then, you know, on the email, you have my direct contact information, so you can give me a call if you have any questions, or you can shoot me an email, either way.
Okay.
Okay, were you trying to get that together today? Should I be on the lookout for it?
I may have part of it done today. I won't have it all done today.
Okay, sure. Sure.
Done tomorrow, so.
Okay, no problem.
Next rainy day.
I gotcha. Okay, well, yeah, you know, Chris, if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call. Happy to help, and I'll be on the lookout once all that stuff comes in.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.